This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After talks with the Taliban break down, the president says for good after a Taliban attack that kills a U.S. soldier last week. Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says keeping Afghanistan stable is a U.S. national security matter.
I don't know what the right numbers are, but I hope that the president and his aides are asking our military, what can we do to leave enough of a presence there to stabilize the situation, mostly in a training and equipping and advising role to the Afghan forces.
And Rice says she knows Americans are war-weary and want our troops home.
But frankly, there's nobody but the United States of America that can do these things.
She was speaking on CBS This Morning. Republican Minority Leader in the U.S. House, Kevin McCarthy, just telling a briefing that while Democrats are determined to try, there is no justification for impeaching President Trump. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Coast Guards rescued the last remaining crew member of a capsized car transport ship off the Georgia coast. The Guard announcing that all crew members are now accounted for. Operations are now to shift to environmental protection. The CIA reportedly pulled a top spy out of Russia because of concerns the operative might have been exposed. The concerns were motivated by the Trump administration's handling of classified material, the extraction happening in 2017. Big Poppy is back. David Ortiz, the former Red Sox slugger, returning to Fenway Park for the first time since he was shot in June, throwing out the first pitch at last night's game, and even thanking the Yankees for their support while he was recovering.
A lot of my boys over there came and checked up on Big Poppy. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. CC, Encarnacion, all y'all, man. Thank you very much. Go Sox!
The Sox went on to lose the game, and this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Moody's Investors Service downgrading Ford Motor Company's credit rating to junk status. What it means is Ford is considered higher risk, and that could make it more difficult and more expensive for the automaker to borrow money. In making the announcement last evening, Moody's says the downgrade reflects, among other things, considerable operating and market challenges facing Ford and the weak earnings and cash generation likely as the company pursues a lengthy and costly restructuring plan. Ford says it remains very confident in its plan and progress. Some heat down south has students in Georgia told that they can't go outside for recess. USA Radio's Robin Walensky has more.
For example, in Clayton County, Georgia, it's so hot with the real feel around 100 degrees in the sun, no recess, students being kept inside in the air conditioning.
My teacher said it was going to be like around 100 degrees.
And this fifth grader learning about the dangers of dehydration.
It's good to stay hydrated because if you're not, they might faint.
Apple's annual big event now just a few hours away. Rumors circulating suggest it will show off an improved camera capable of shooting ultra-wide shots, and there could be updates to other of its products. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you what's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. You need to understand the looming threat. And it has been a threat that Trevor Loudon has been sounding the alarm, I don't know, 4 or 5 years at least. Trevor, I think you and I have known each other. And you have been faithful to your job and all the research that you do. And, you know, doing what you can to sound the alarm for the American people here. And it's always good to be talking with you. So how you doing, Trevor?
I'm doing really good, Bill. Thanks for having me on, and I hope you're doing well.
Well, you're doing well. In fact, I just got back from Hawaii. The daughter unit delivered her second child 6 weeks early. The little guy's not even supposed to be here yet. But he decided that July was a good time. Thank you. Yeah, he is doing rather well, and he's thriving, and he started out, Trevor, at 4 pounds and 3 ounces. Now he's well over 6 pounds, so he's gaining a little over an ounce a day here, so he's doing well, thank God. So we're real excited. Yeah, so good fun. For purposes of intro here, ladies and gentlemen, Trevor is a New Zealand author, speaker, political activist who maintains a blog. You're still maintaining the blog at trevorloudon.com, right?
Yep, definitely.
And Loudon is Loudon, by the way. And as we have discussed, author of 2 self-published books, Barack Obama, The Enemies Within, and The Enemies Within, Communist Socialists and Progressives in U.S. Congress. Trevor, speaking of, the looming threat here in U.S. Congress, I mean, we have 4 women, I say, of the Democratic apocalypse who have just really turned the legislative body upside down and has almost neutralized the leadership of one Nancy Pelosi, and who would have thunk that they could be so effective?
Well, that's right, and we got to understand that Ocasio-Cortez and the Rashida Tlaib, you know, they're all Marxists. They are complete Marxists. They're members of Democratic Socialists of America, which is more left-wing than the Communist Party, but they are only the tip of the iceberg.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd say there's about 100 members of the U.S. Congress that couldn't pass any form of background check. You know, they're so enmeshed in with the Chinese or the Cubans or Democratic Socialists of America, Communist Party USA, various Iranian fronts.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't be able to drive a school bus or clean the toilets in any military base in the country. When Donald Trump Jr. said on Fox and Friends recently, he said the 2020 election will be communism versus freedom.
Mm.
And I hope people understand he wasn't joking.
That's quite shocking. And the thing that we're trying to get across to people, Trevor, is when they hear words like communism and Marxism, you know, I think some people are still not, really, you know, it sounds too foreign for them. They don't think it's possible. But when you start to see what's happening, I mean, the one thing that you, there's, I think, lots of things to appreciate about President Trump, but what President Trump has really done is he has been an exposing agent to all these threats. I mean, and these are real and present dangers. And, you know, the mainstream media has been doing everything to cover them and propagandize the American people. And meanwhile, Donald Trump, you know, he makes a statement. They, you know, they go in shock. They're just incredulous that how could he say such a thing? It's so outlandish. But then you find out that later on that Donald Trump is probably more right than wrong.
Well, that's right. He has been a great... He has ferreted them out. He has smoked them out. You know, the left under Hillary Clinton would have got pretty much what they wanted. And I just want to clarify, you know, for all those Democrats listening out there, you know, this is my message is this. This is not the party of Harry Truman or JFK any longer.
Right.
You know, the radicals of the 60s and the 70s, the people who marched against the Vietnam War and for the Viet Cong, and then supported the Nicaraguan Sandinista communists in the 80s. They are now in their 60s. They now run the Democratic Party. They run a lot of the media. They run a lot of the universities. They run a lot of Hollywood. So they want their revolution before they die. You know, they didn't get their revolution in the 60s and the 70s. And they've been burrowing away in the system ever since.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1995, the Marxists under the Democratic Socialists of America put their man, John Sweeney, in as president of the AFL-CIO. The Marxists then took over the unions. And if you control the unions, you effectively control the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Marxists set a policy. It might be a Green New Deal, nuclear deal with Iran, immigration amnesty, socialized health care. The Marxists set the policy, they make it union policy, and the unions make it Democrat policy. And that's how we are in the state we're in today.
And people need to realize, because they're shocked, Trevor, that somebody like AOC can come out of nowhere, you know, from being a bartender to being, you know, the key influencer of this trajectory of the Democratic Party. I mean, that just tells you that the infrastructure, the Marxist and communist infrastructure within the Democratic Party is so established that somebody is a veteran, as much of a veteran as Nancy Pelosi is, that she could be rendered near neutral in this process in what, in less than 2 years? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. That is the radical left has taken over the Democratic Party at the roots, and it's filtering all the way up to the top, and it's not being counted because now they are the dominant wing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, I'm just writing an article now. There's about 50 more like Ocasio-Cortez already standing for the Democrats in this election. Now, they're not all going to get elected, but I can guarantee that 8 or 10 or 12 of them will.
Mm-hmm.
And they will become the dominant wing very, very shortly. And you know, Lindsey Graham called them communists.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Donald Trump calls them the four horsewomen of the apocalypse.
Right.
But both statements are accurate.
Mm-hmm.
But they are just the tip of the iceberg. And I want every Democrat out there to understand that they are not voting for Harry Truman or JFK anymore. Their party has been stolen from out from under them, and they need to reconsider their options.
Well, and that's what they're finding right now, is that, as many are saying, is that they haven't left the party. The party has left them. And the Democrats of Main Street America are sitting there scratching their head, and they look over the candidate offerings for the 2020 election, and they just can't believe that this is the Democratic Party. But what you're saying clearly, welcome to the new Democratic Party of the 21st century.
Yeah, it has Marxist leadership now. It's going in a Marxist direction. And, you know, Donald Trump actually represents more the values of of a traditional Democrat from 20 years ago,
yes,
than anything the Democrats are offering now. He is far closer to what they would have believed in. You know, America first, American jobs first, you know, looking after American workers, you know, a strong military, strong education system.
Exactly.
You know, all these things would have been what most Democrats would have supported 20, 30 years ago.
Got to go to break real quick. Trevor Loudon is with us. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient and Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
understand, ladies and gentlemen, they are all in. This is serious. And as Trevor Loudon was saying earlier, for these democratic socialists, these Marxists, this is a life and death issue. Think about it. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, you know, Trevor, with everything on the line, conservatives need to understand, and American, you know, patriots, constitutional believing patriots of this country have got to understand that this is a war that is taking place, and we've got to step up and see this as seriously as they are. They're continuing to progress. They have taken over the Democratic Party, and they're not going to stop there. And they're going to do everything they can, just like they gave us an idea of what they can do and what they're capable of doing in 2018 and even in 2016, in so much as empowering, governmental agencies to do a coup on a duly elected president. In 2018, the ballot harvesting, the cheating that has taken place, social media, the hijacking of social media. Google has made it clear. We know that the media is controlled by liberals, and for their ultimate expression or their ultimate goal to get Donald Trump out of the Oval Office, they are all in. And this is not going to be an easy fight, and because the Democrats know that if they lose 2020, and with the big push that they're doing, Trevor, they're obliterated. You know, if they go over the cliff and they do not gain ground and do something of substance, the movement that has been started and has been driving the Democratic Party from these Marxists and communists, it's over. So their very life and future hinges on the 2020 election. So with that desperation, what do you expect?
Yeah, well, that's absolutely right. And if the Democrats lose in 2020, they will splinter, they will fracture, they will be out of power for many, many years. They may even split into two parties. I think the left will split off and form its own party. But if they win, we're in for a world of grief like we've never seen. And I want people to just think of one little bit of mathematics. MIT says there are 22 million illegals in the country right now, illegal aliens.
Mm-hmm.
It's Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Now, Mitt Romney lost his election. The Republican lost in 2012 by 2.5 million votes. Donald Trump won by about 200,000 votes. Now, Hillary Clinton promised that within 100 days of taking office, she was going to legalize every single illegal immigrant in the country. That would have given the Democrats 15 or 16 million new voters overnight.
Exactly.
Immediately, the Republicans lose Texas, North Carolina, Georgia, Arizona, and several other states.
You would never see a Republican president after that ever again.
Ever again, a one-party state. They would do to America what they've already done to California and what Hugo Chavez eventually has done to Venezuela, and that is no exaggeration. They are that crazy now.
Mm-hmm.
So every conservative, every voter, every patriotic Democrat, everybody who cares about the country has to understand that if Donald Trump wins the next election, we're on the way to a much better future. If he loses, we're on the way to absolute disaster. You know, I can't promise you what's going to happen in the next election, but I will say America's either going to be a heck of a lot worse or a heck of a lot better. It won't be the same.
And along that line, Trevor, America needs to understand this is a fight to the finish. I mean, this is not for the faint of heart. You know, people need to be politically educated and engaged with what is going on. And, like I said earlier, you know, people hear Marxism and communism and they say, because I get people who go, oh, Bill, you know, you're just overstating it. You know, you're just that's a talking point from conservatives and Fox News or whatever. No, it's not. And take a look at the evidence and tell me something different, because you're delusional if you think that the Marxists and communists have not taken over our government. I mean, just look at what's happened in the last 2 years. I mean, if we had a little bit of cooperation in our government right now, the China trade deal would be signed. The USMCA trade deal would already be signed. We'd be well on our way. Our GDP, we wouldn't be looking at sub 2% GDP. I mean, Donald Trump already gave us an idea of what 3 and 4% potentially could look like. I'd say we'd be, you know, looking at 5% GDP growth. But no, I mean, these, as Lindsey Graham called them out during the Kavanaugh hearing, the Democrats, these Marxists and communists, they have such a lust for power, they could care less about Main Street America, about everyday Americans. This is why they're burning novena candles and praying that America would suddenly dive into a recession, because then that would give them an opportunity to take over the government.
Well, that's exactly right. They actually want a recession. You remember when people went crazy when Rush Limbaugh said he hoped Obama would fail?
Mm-hmm.
Because what he meant was he hoped Obama would fail in socializing America.
Exactly.
Well, you know, right now the Democrats are openly talking about a recession. They're trying to talk up a recession, you know, which would cost millions of American jobs and plunge people into poverty and cause all sorts of business defaults and just chaos for years.
Mm-hmm.
So they can win power. And that shows what's more important to them, their power or the well-being of the country. And the answer is very obvious, because, I think there's a great poetic analogy for this, you know. Milton, in Paradise Lost, that great poem, he said, you know, why did Satan leave heaven? Why did Satan leave heaven and go to hell? Because he'd rather rule in hell than serve in heaven.
Exactly.
You know, these Democrats would rather destroy the country as long as they're in control than have it prosper under Donald Trump.
That's enlightening, and that's really where we are. I mean, it is that academic, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I'll repeat what Donald Trump Jr. said, that 2020 election is communism versus freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not an exaggeration. People need to understand there's a deep totalitarian streak in today's Democratic Party. You know, I'm not saying that Republicans are angels. A lot of them know how to tie their shoelaces.
Mm-hmm.
But you have a president who puts America first, who puts American jobs first, wants to rebuild the military and rebuild America's everything that's great about America. And we haven't had that for a very long time.
Exactly.
You know, and every Republican, every Democrat, every independent should realize that this country's on a much better trajectory than it has been for a very long time. And if we want to lose that, vote the Democrats in. If we want to maintain it, make sure President Trump gets reelected. Do every single thing you can to get your friends to the polls, your colleagues, and get involved. This is a fight to the death here.
Without a doubt. And we know the Democrats aren't going to do this they're in a way that you think is civil. They are willing to cheat. They're going to steal. They're going to lie. This is what they've been doing. And I know for some Democrat friends of mine, you know, they may be insulted, but check out the facts. See what happened. See what they did. The ballot harvesting and how they were able to change voting districts in Orange County, California, for example. I mean, these are staunch.
The election.
Exactly.
You know, seven seats after election night. And as you say to your Democrat friends, you know, if Harry Truman or JFK was the president right now, would we be complaining like this?
Absolutely not. Because we know instinctively, Trevor, the very heart and soul of the American dream is in the balance here, is it not?
It is. Everything that is good about America hangs in the balance now. And it could all come down to one or two districts in California or, you know, a congressional seat in Florida. It could be that close. And we got to make sure America goes in the right direction. Otherwise, we will regret it for the rest of our lives.
Well, people have been anticipating a second American Revolution. This may be it, Trevor Loudon. Socialism expert Trevor Loudon has been our guest, author of Barack Obama, The Enemies Within, Communists, Socialists, and Progressives in the U.S. Congress. Trevor, it's always an honor to have you with us. Thank you so much. You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After talks with the Taliban break down, the president says for good after a Taliban attack that kills a U.S. soldier last week. Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says keeping Afghanistan stable is a U.S. national security matter.
I don't know what the right numbers are, but I hope that the president and his aides are asking our military, what can we do to leave enough of a presence there to stabilize the situation, mostly in a training and equipping and advising role to the Afghan forces.
And Rice says she knows Americans are war-weary and want our troops home.
But frankly, there's nobody but the United States of America that can do these things.
She was speaking on CBS This Morning. Republican Minority Leader in the U.S. House, Kevin McCarthy, just telling a briefing that while Democrats are determined to try, there is no justification for impeaching President Trump. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
Hey, nice and loud and proud. How you doing? 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Can you smell the fresh pretzels? I mean, we smell them all the time. We go through the mall, and I got to tell you, the founder of our favorite pretzels in the mall, Auntie Ann's, is with us. Ann Beiler joins us now. We're going to be talking about her new book. Ann, I got to tell you, what can I say to you, except that sometimes, you know, here I am. I try to, eat right and do all this, but I just cannot say no to one of your pretzels. I'm weak. Pray for me.
Good. All right, you may eat an Auntie Anne's pretzel and enjoy every bite. It's all right. I give you permission to do that.
Well, thank you very much. And of course,
and don't feel guilty.
I'm sorry. Then what?
And don't feel guilty.
I love that. Yes. I mean, isn't that the problem that we have today? I think we feel guilty about so many little things.
Honestly, just enjoy life, right?
I'm with you. I am totally with you. You know, I've been looking forward to this opportunity for you and I to talk. I mean, you're an entrepreneur, a businesswoman that, you know, came from beginnings that people, you know, who would have thunk that a young Amish girl with your background and that would come up with something that just blesses people every day?
Well, I think it's a sure sign that all things are possible with faith and a hard work, let me tell you.
Yeah, and I would say in Ann's previous book called Twist of Fate, appropriately titled, it gives you more of the background, and we're going to talk about her brand new book, The Secret Lies Within. Mm-hmm. Is when you think about entrepreneurship, the whole American dream and the possibilities, what other country could Ann Byler been able to come up with your world famous pretzels for?
I can't imagine anywhere else in the world, and I've even narrowed it down a little bit further than Lancaster County, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Was the perfect place for me to start because I was there with my people. We all know how to work very hard. We all like to just believe that all things are possible. And when we started the company, I'm telling you, the whole community just like wanted to come and help us and work for us. So it was a great, great place to start an international franchise company.
Amazing. Amazing. And what you say in terms of a community coming together, I know it's a little bit, some people might say if you build it, they'll come. But if it's the right thing, you know, if it is God's will, so to speak, mm-hmm. and you are in rhythm with the Father's intention, it is amazing how those divine appointments and connections come together, right?
Absolutely. And I feel like the ingredients, have to be right. You know, many people have dreams, and they never see them, never accomplish or able to reach the dreams. But you know, all of us can dream, but it takes more than dreaming. It takes a lot of perseverance and to really start a company and then to maintain and then to grow. Let me tell you, it truly is amazing to me. When you have the right ingredients, it truly is possible. And I'm still, when I tell my story, Bill, I'm still amazed. And I scratch my head trying to figure out how did all this happen. But again, God's plan was clear for us as we got the ideas. Mm-hmm. We didn't have a grand plan. We just wanted to build one store. And we did what was in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been hands with without a formal education, without capital, and without a business plan. Now tell me if that's not a disaster, right?
It's called faith, Ann. It's called faith.
Amen, brother. That's exactly right. I know. Right.
Yeah, the things hoped for, and we wonder, okay, why is God giving us those hopes and waking us up at 3 o'clock in the morning? I don't know about you, but it always seems to be 3 o'clock in the morning for me. There's just something special about that hour for Him. I said, God, can we get in the time zone? Because sometimes I'm in Hawaii visiting our daughter and our new grandsons out there, and it's still 3 o'clock in the morning, whether I'm in Hawaii or I'm in California in between or here in Florida, it's still 3 o'clock in the morning.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. But God speaks to us any time of the day or night. I love that about Him.
Yes, but you know, but 3 o'clock, something, there's just something special about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
But you know, why pretzels and why not biscuits?
Well, it's just as simple as I started to work at a farmer's market, and the stand had pretzels and not biscuits, and so. I learned the art of making a pretzel at the age of 40, the hand-rolled pretzels, and if you're familiar, which obviously you are, but Aunt Ann's hand-rolled pretzels was started at a farmer's market, and it wasn't like we picked a product and then we went international. It's more like I just went to work at a store that had soft pretzels, and I learned to manage it there at that particular store in Maryland for 7 months, and after that we bought a store in Downingtown, which was very close to my home, and they had pretzels. So we're like, okay, I guess pretzels. So we didn't know then that God had a bigger plan for us, but it just happened to be pretzels.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry, there's a very interesting history to pretzels. They date back all the way to 6th AD, and it started when the kids would the monks would reward the kids for saying their prayers correctly. They would take leftover bread dough, roll it out, and then they would shape it in the form of praying hands. If you'll notice the pretzel, it looks like praying hands.
Yes,
and the holes represent the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And the salt represents you are the salt of the earth.
Earth, right.
So, I mean, with a product like that, who could go wrong? And they were called Little Rewards, is what pretzel means in Latin. Petiola.
Wow.
So we didn't know any of that until after we started our company.
You see, and here it is, all this time we thought pretzels referred to the kind of logic they use in Washington, D.C. All twisted and everything.
You mean twisted? Okay. it's also kind of the way our lives can become as well.
Exactly. You know what I mean? But I love the origination, you know, the praying hands, the Trinity,
beautiful,
the salt of the earth. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And people now, you see, people who are going to go to the mall and appreciate one of your pretzels is now going to see these pretzels so differently now.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
This is like modern day spiritual manna, and I don't mean to be disrespectful or heretical or anything like that, but this is awesome, man. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Well, I'm telling you, you know, when God does something, I feel like he's a God of miracles, but he's also got his simplicity. Like, all of this, you know, as we got into the company, it just began to really make sense to us. And all we needed to do was just to do the hard work to get it off the ground. And we're just grateful that he chose the pretzels for us. Give us a pretzel first, mm-hmm, and then he gave me a platform so that I can share my story like I am today for God's glory.
Amen. Now, Did you know the origination of the pretzel to begin with, or
no,
was this kind of like revelation that came about and you just said, I mean, because the one thing you do as you're embarking on this, you know, again, we talked about having faith, and those are those desires that come to you and not having the full realization of it, but you just trust in God to have it revealed to you. And each step of the way, God is faithful to give you a sign that, yeah, and you're on the right track. And so was that one of these revelations to you that say, okay, yeah, it's you and me, and we're doing this together, and you're on the right track?
Absolutely. It was a surprise when we discovered back in the day, we had the World Book Encyclopedia. We didn't have all the, you know,
yes,
just a little tap of the finger, and you get all this information, but we dug into the encyclopedia, and we found the history of the pretzel, and we were so astounded by the history that we had it written up, and we put a plaque or a information about the history of all of our stores as we built them moving forward then, just because it was like, wow, this is really, truly a gift from God, and really only he could orchestrate this for us.
And the way God does it in its totality, he is an amazing God, no doubt about it. We're talking with Ann Viler. This is her story, the founder of Auntie Ann's Pretzels. And I promise we are going to talk about her brand new book, The Secret Lies Within, an Inside Out Look at Overcoming Trauma and Finding Purpose in the Pain. Stay with us.
This is sponsored by Facebook. Facebook is expanding its new local alert tool nationally by the end of the year. Local Alerts enables local governments and first responders to communicate urgent information when it directly affects people in their community or requires them to take action, such as road closures, blackouts, or natural disasters. Jimmy O'Keefe is the product marketing manager at Facebook.
When authorities mark posts as local alerts, Facebook greatly amplifies their reach so that people living in an affected community are more likely to see them. Facebook sends notifications to people living in the affected area and also shows that information on Today In, a new place on Facebook for local news, community information, and conversations between neighbors.
Over the past year, information officers from over 350 local governments have used local alerts in a range of everyday emergencies, including flash flood warnings, mandatory evacuations, and 911 outages. For more, visit facebook.com/help/publisher/local alerts.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest
lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Our conversation continues with Ann Viler, the founder of Auntie Ann's Pretzels. You know, Ann, people may look at you today and say, wow, you know, you've been so blessed. But like anything in life, we go through that transformation of I say, I was, I am. And part of that was part of our life. Boy, we deal with life's traumas, misunderstandings. You know, before we've been transformed and renewed by God and His grace and mercy, and then we have to process that into the I am of who we are today. And for you, your story is quite compelling. Tell our audience about who Ann Viler was before she became I am.
Bill, my life started out well in a very secure and a very loving family on an Amish farm in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. There were 8 of us kids. Mm-hmm. We had a mom and dad that loved us and took us to church every Sunday, no excuses ever. We were taught to love God, love each other, and be kind to one another and to everyone we meet. So, I mean, it's a pretty idyllic kind of life, but I felt very secure and you don't know what you don't know. I didn't know what was really going on in the outside world, although we were not like secluded, but we were certainly in a very tight community. And, mm-hmm. but taking that into my marriage, we married at a young age, which most, Amish kids do. I was 19 and my husband was 21. Mm-hmm. And as young parents, you know, we were off to a really good start, and we love God, and we're involved in a very exciting. We had left the Amish church, and we're now in the middle of a non-denominational church, which we actually built on my mom and dad's farm.
Wow.
Because we had the desire to bring a relationship with Jesus to the community, and so we built a church, and so we were
Ann, I imagine. Wait, hang on 1 second, just because what we've heard of the Amish being such a tight community, that had to be a disturbance in the forest, because
sure, of course, it was a big. It's like Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, was set on fire. And it was really, we were totally sort of very misunderstood by my parents. But there's something happened at that church that was so supernatural back in the early 70s. And by the time it was all said and done, my mom and dad and all 8 of us kids were in that church. And we had people come from all around the county that would come and find Christ and whole families. It was a phenomenon, and the Spirit of God was just real and powerful in a way that we had never, ever known before. It was, I look back at that as a spiritual foundation that was laid in our lives that we really needed for now, you know, for after the tragedy. And so as young parents, we were on this path, and I always believed, Bill, that life is good. Mm-hmm. And God is harsh. I grew up feeling that, what I was taught, and that if I'm a good girl, please God that He would bless me. If I'm a bad girl, then God would be displeased and actually maybe punish me. I accepted Christ at the age of 12 and was all about pleasing God and pleasing my parents. And so I set out to do that. And so thinking that life is good was the result of, I really had nothing bad happen to me in my growing up years, which that's uncommon for many families, but for us, that's my story. And I'm grateful for the foundation that was laid in my life. And so I was not prepared for the tragedy that was about to happen on September the 8th, 1975. It sounds like a very, very long time ago, and it is. But I remember it like it was yesterday when our 19-month-old Angela Joy walked out of our little double white trailer. We lived in the country, and my mom and dad lived right next to us, and there was a barn between us. And, and at that time, my sister was working for my dad, and she was driving the Bobcat and did not see Angela. And as a result, she was run over by the Bobcat, and Angela was killed instantly. She was 19 months old, and which took me into a whole world of trauma and grief. I knew nothing about. And as Angie made her ascent into heaven, which, you know, that was a comforting thought, like, oh, Angie's with Jesus now. I that comforted me, but it did not take away the grief and the sadness and the of death. I just didn't know what to do with it. And as she made her ascent into heaven, I began my slow and gradual descent into a world of darkness and despair, spiritual confusion and emotional pain. I didn't know anything about that world.
Right.
And, you know, my question became really, why God? I was a good girl.
I bet.
So why? Okay,
right.
So I was...
Well, you were about as ill-prepared as if anybody's... I mean, it's not so much that we're prepared to lose our kids or anything like that. But, I mean, here you are, as you say, you've been obedient. You've wanted to please God and please your parents. And all was going well. But now here, life happens. And, wow.
We never plan for these things, you know. It's always unexpected. It's always someone else. And we can feel the you know, the sadness for someone else, but it's someone else. And but when it hits home, when it's your trauma, it takes you into a different world. It really makes, well, the person I've become is a more compassionate person. I understand now they're, what I know now, Bill, is that life is hard and it's good.
Mm-hmm.
And I do
yes.
not confuse the two anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's really important to have that settled. For me, it's settled
right.
in my heart. It's settled in my soul and my spirit. Life is hard. But no matter what happens to us, God is good.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't confuse the two anymore. So the grief of Angie, I felt bad for feeling so sad for so long, like I'm going to church every Sunday and I'm feeling like I need to be victorious and I need to be able to be more than a conqueror, you know,
yes,
and
right.
I was not feeling any of it. and feeling like I was pretending, like
right.
everything was all right.
How long, Ann, did this take, getting through this process?
Oh, my. Well, from there, I went to see my pastor, who then took advantage of me 5 months after I lost Angie.
Mm-hmm.
He took advantage of me, and I decided then to keep a secret, which was firmly planted in my soul. I can never tell what he did.
Yes.
And I started to blame myself. And so that led me, that secret, Bill, led me into 6 years of complete silence and isolation. I withdrew from my family, my children, my husband, and there may as well have been this great wall of China between us because there was no way to reconnect. So how long did it take? I mean, so the sadness and grief of Angie, then the darkness and despair of the abuse,
right.
For me was, there was 6 years of silence. At the end of that 6 years, I weighed 92 pounds. My body was, I was crumbling from the inside. I was falling apart from the inside out with no hope and totally believing that I was, this is the way life is and there's really no way out. So let me tell you, that is a lie. There
yes.
is always a way out, and I want the audience to hear that. There is a way out, and I know there's people listening that are living in that darkness today, believers, people that love God, women and men that love God, and he is the source of their life. But they find themselves in this trauma, in this tragedy, in this abuse, whatever it may be, and they really believe there is no way out. But that is truly a lie. It's one of the biggest lies that Satan will ever tell us. There is no hope and there is no way out. But I'm here to tell you today that I found the way out, but it took a lot of courage. And I will talk about that if I have time right now. But
we've got about 2.5 minutes, but you and I have got to continue this conversation beyond this. Anyway, we're going to have you back. But, you know, lies are one thing, but a secret lie, even worse yet.
Oh, it's,
right?
It's awful. And, I lived in this dark place of hopelessness, and what I believed, the biggest lies I believed, that if I ever told anyone, if I told Jonas, my husband, he would divorce me.
Mm-hmm.
And the other lies I believed was that I was unlovable, I was unchangeable, and I was unforgivable. And I was living with pain, blame, and shame. I was covered, inundated. I was wearing this cloak of shame every day because that's what I deserve. And so if I deserve that, then anything good that was going to happen to me, I made sure that I would somehow sabotage that. I don't deserve anything good. And so that's the way I lived for over 7 years.
Wow.
And the way I really got out of that was just through the power of compassion, which is really what my book is about, and
mm-hmm.
we can talk about that in our next segments.
Right.
But it really is the power of compassion found in James 5:16.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts out by saying that if we confess
right.
our faults, our sins, our thoughts, our struggles, our pain, one to another,
mm-hmm.
and then right in the middle it says, and pray for one another, then we will be healed. But we start, as the body of Christ, we start with praying for one another. And our common response to anyone that has a problem is we say, I'll pray for you, brother. I'll pray
yes.
for you, sister. But the one to another confession is an altogether different lifestyle that I have learned to live. And that's why I can sit here today and do this interview and tell people all around the world that there is hope and there is a way out. And God gave us a voice. It is all in the power of the tongue. It's in the power of the tongue. And as we believe, we trust God, but we must confess. We must do the one to another confession. And that's where I was able to finally free myself.
Ann Byler, her brand new book, The Secret Lies Within, an inside-out look at overcoming trauma and finding purpose in the pain. You know we're going to have her back, and we've got to make sure that happens. God bless you. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Bill.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh.
A real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you?